I'm a recovering alcoholic. Potheads bore me beyond endurance, and I gave up smoking last year, to the clatter of knives being thrown into locked drawers in every house where I am still received. But just between us, gentle listeners, getting well toasted on both sides is looking awfully tempting as a nanny state got pimped out this week. The day before an increase on the price of tobacco was passed under extreme urgency in Parliament, the government ruled out following the Law Commission's recommendations to do the same for alcohol. Now, while the liquor industry may not be as evil as big tobacco, or has better lobbyists, we're being set up for another round of what No Right Turn calls pedophobic wowserism over the drinking age. Because I magically turned into a sensible, sober soul on my 20th birthday, didn't you? Now let's put to one side the blatant hypocrisy over Parliament's different approaches to sin taxes on the demon weed and mother's ruin. It would take 180 hours, not 180 seconds, to tease that out. But here's another hypocrisy worth howls of derisive laughter. If tobacco is so irredeemably evil, a great sucking leech of death and human misery squatting on the face of a body politic, why isn't the government banning it, rather than profiting off tobacco to the tune of over $1 billion a year? A total that's estimated to rise by at least another 100 million a year after the latest increases. If that's not pimping at the highest level, or drug profiteering that would make the gangs look slack, nothing is. Now the argument boils down to social user pays and social engineering. Smokers should pay more of the cost of their healthcare directly, and if you can't shame the dirty junkies into quitting, hit them in the wallet. I've also heard Tauranga MP Simon Bridges suggest to me that prohibition of tobacco would create a black market and taxes a preferable control mechanism. A market-based approach, need I add, that Simon and the National Party does not apply to marijuana, let alone hard drugs like methamphetamine or heroin. Still, if we're going down this road, why stop using the tax code as a tool to enforce virtuous behaviour? We're supposedly up to our flabby armpits in an obesity epidemic. Make the fat losers pay their own way through heavy excise taxes on butter and sugar. Or if you really want to make heads explode, suggest a dollar a litre on the price of petrol and a 10 grand midlife crisis tax on new cars. The dirty little secret here is that some addictive drugs and silent killers are consumed by nice middle-class people who not only look a lot like our latest clot of parliamentary virtuocrats, they vote. They like butter on their toast, a glass of overpriced Chardonnay in the evening, don't really like their teenage children and regard car ownership as an inalienable human right. But on reflection, perhaps I've been a little hard on our hard-working MPs. They're not pimps, they're whores. So why am I the one who feels dirty and ill-used?